approach the materials. We'll read excerpt number 4 by Rabash, what is man and what is a beast in the work. Specifically, those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them, and they need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill up this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, which is above reason, in the greatness and importance of the Creator. They do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. But they ask for help from the Creator, and to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot.
The generation are sitting here in perfect connection.
Excerpt 45 from Rabash, what is the herdsman of Abraham's cattle and the herdsman of Lot's cattle in the work? Specifically, through faith above reason, meaning even if he feels darkness on this path, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly and not in concealment, and the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, it would be easier for him to move further and be rewarded with always being in a state of work, and he would have no dissents. He nonetheless chooses to go above reason. This is called, meaning even if it does not shine for him, still, he has all of his might, as though everything the way it works. Excerpt number 46 from Rabash's article, The Meaning of Sins Becoming as Merits. This is similar to a flame that is tied to the wick. The foreign thought is considered the wick, which wants to install a flaw in the work. That is, the foreign thought makes him think that from the perspective of the mind and reason, he has nothing to do in his work, in the Creator's work. And when he gets the foreign thought, he says that he does not want to make any excuses, but everything that the reason says is correct. However, he is walking on the path of faith, which is above reason. It follows that the flame of faith is tied to the wick of the foreign thought. Thus, only now can he observe the mitzvah of faith properly. It follows that the questions have become to him as merits, since otherwise he would not be able to accept any merits from faith. This is called rejoicing in suffering. Although he suffers from the foreign thought that afflicts him and causes him to slander and gossip and speak badly of his work, he is nonetheless happy about it, for only now, at such a time, he can observe in a manner of faith above reason. This is called the joy of a mitzvah. Excerpt 47 from Rabash's article, For it is your wisdom and understanding in the eyes of the nations. One should tell the nations of the world within him, know that everything you say is true. Reasonably speaking, you are correct, and I have nothing to reply to you. However, we were given the work above reason, that we must believe above reason that you are incorrect. And since the work on faith must be above reason, I thank you very much for your correct arguments that you have brought me, since it cannot be said that a person goes above reason unless he has reason and intellect. And then it can be said that he is going above the intellect. But when there is no reason, it cannot be said that he is going above reason.
That is, above reason means that this path is more important than the path within reason. However, when there is no other way to tell him walking this path, it cannot be said that he chooses the path of faith above reason. Therefore, precisely through the power of faith above reason, is it possible to defeat the views of the nations of the world?
Bums.
Okay. Excerpt number 48. When a person overcomes and asks for the Creator's help, and he reaches a decision that there is a saboteur in his heart called the will to receive, and that he cannot emerge from it. Meaning, after going through several ascents and descents, he finally sees that he has remained bare and destitute. At that time, his prayer is from the bottom of the heart. That is, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he cannot overcome it. Although one can say that he believes above reason that only the Creator helps him, within reason, he doesn't feel it, since he knows that he himself made the efforts and the labor to obtain something in spirituality. But when one sees that after all the exertions, he cannot emerge from the governance of the will to receive for himself, then he sees within reason that only the Creator can help him. It follows that what our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day, and were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not be able to overcome it. He does not need to believe in this above reason, the way ordinary workers of the Creator who observe Torah and Mitzvot believe, above reason, that this is so, that the Creator helps them. Rather, those people who want to work in order to bestow, for them, it is within reason, to the point that they must believe above reason that the Creator can help them emerge from the governance of the will to receive.